once in a while I get an urge, you know. Yeah. But I do enjoy it. It's relaxing, or when I'm frustrated about something, I come here and pound on that piano. Releases my tensions a lot.
Nice. Well, go ahead and tell me about this house.
Okay. When Don got back from Vietnam, he went to work with an insurance agency in Martin. And we were living in a trailer. We had bought a trailer when we married. And lived in it when he was finishing school and when I had started teaching everything. Then when he went to the service, then I lived in the trailer, and we pulled it out to Mother and Daddy's and put it up beside their house, back of their house. And so when he got back, then he was, for 2 years, I think, he worked with an insurance agency and decided that that wasn't his bag. He just wasn't real thrilled with that. So he went to work working for a book company, and that's when we decided that we would build. And we drew the plans for the house ourselves. We worked on it for, you know, like a year, trying to decide what we wanted and what we could afford. The first house that we planned was just a monster, you know. And we had no idea, no conception of building costs and things like that. And he wanted a mansard roof house. It's a mansard roof. It's, I know you've seen them. They're coming back into style really a lot. Most of them are sort of square houses, and then they have a second floor that has as much room on the first floor as it does on the second floor, yet it doesn't look like it's a two-story house. It has a roof that slants in like this all the way around, yeah. And then sort of a flat top,
yeah.
And their windows set into the roof, you know, all the way around. And that was going to cost such an enormous amount. We took it to our builder, and he said, "No, I'll tell you what it's going to cost, but I don't think you're going to build it." And we didn't. And that's when we came up with this one. And I just took several plans that I had seen, you know, in different books and everything, and we just sort of compiled them. And then I took them over to the Wicker County Electric Company over there, and it was like it drew plans and you helped you with your electrical outlets and everything. So as far as having to have an architect, we didn't. Yeah. I sort of did my own dimensions, and Donald's real good at that. He's, in fact, now he's going off and on down to this Jackson State, which is a community college down here, and taking some engineering courses and things like that. He likes that kind of thing. So he could help with the dimensions, you know. And I could tell him where I wanted things, and he placed them.
Yeah.
But then we started in the fall of 71 building this house. And the guy that was our contractor was just a real nice person, and if I was choosing something that was expensive, he would show me something that, rather than trying to rip me off, you know, he would show me something that would help, I mean, be a place, something in place of that, yet not as expensive.
Yeah.
And at 1, 2 in the morning, Donald and I'd go down there, you know, because he would stay down at the lumber barn at night. He was not unmarried. In fact, about 3 years ago, he had a heart attack and died in this town of Mississippi. But he was a young man when he died. But we'd go down there at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and say, "This is driving us crazy. You've got to help us," you know. And he'd be down there working on the books and stuff. Mm. Just a workhorse.
Yeah.
But they started, I think they started laying the foundation in October of 71. And in June of 72, we moved in this house. It took them almost 9 months, over 9 months. But you talk about frustrated and angry and uptight. I thought I was gonna, I even went down there one night just crying like everything. I thought, well, maybe that work. So I went down there boohooing, asking, "When are you gonna get back on our house? You know, it's taking us so long. We had the money borrowed, you know, and we were paying interest on the money, and it was beginning to get a little tight."
What was the problem?
Just that, he just that way. He'd pull off this job, and it rained a lot that winter. And it was just solid mud all the way around here, you know. And there's some things they couldn't get in to do when it was raining, you know. And he only had one crew of real